bottom. Forced to see a new doctor by her chattering, nervous stepmother, played by Carrie Preston, she ends up in an impatient situation totally unlike any other she's been in before. A house of 7 young people tended by a no-nonsense house manager, played by Retta. And her doctor, a terrific Keanu Reeves, has some unorthodox methods. To the Bone is a great example of the sort of film that Hollywood is too timid to touch. It's helmed by proven talent and features big stars. In addition to Collins, Preston, and Reeves, the film also stars Lily Taylor. But because the topic is perceived as edgy, especially, one might imagine, by the older white male executives who still typically greenlight projects at the big studios, it's hard to get made. But while To the Bone doesn't take a lot of risks cinematically, Noxon's background in TV shows in the film's conventional framing and pacing, it's moving film, well-made, and, surprisingly enough given the subject, funny and sweet. To the Bone doesn't shy away from the grim physical consequences of eating disorders. It's also a little hard to watch. The small knot of young people in the inpatient program Ellen enters manifest their disorders in different ways, from binging and obsessive exercise to hiding bags of purged food under the bed. An eating disorder is, in essence, the mind externalizing its brokenness through the body, which can mean different things in different bodies. But it's all deeply physical, which means everything else bodies do, sweat, shiver, conceive, have sex, is affected. To the Bone doesn't back off from the physical consequences of its characters' disorders, not just the weight loss, but the other ways, some of them devastating, the body shuts down. It's more evidence that there's no glamorizing going on in this film. And though Ellen is sick at the beginning of the film, she hasn't miraculously recovered by the end. There is no magic cure. Even hitting bottom doesn't ensure she'll recover. But what To the Bone is certain of is that without the conviction that she deserves to live, she'll never get better. That conviction resounds with truth, and it's vital even when an eating disorder isn't in the picture. To the Bone premieres exclusively on Netflix on July 14th.